The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a New Zealand woman was arrested for trying to smuggle cacti in her clothes.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. You ever put a cactus down your pants?
No.
Not pleasant.
And neither did
Never
this
did
woman.
That?
That's a bogus, that's fake news. I don't believe that for 1 second. Look, you've been on the golf course in Arizona. You get too close to those jumping choya, what happens to
yeah.
you?
No, they reach out and
yes, they grab
your neck
you.
And
no,
your
no,
arms
no, no. I
like
don't
it.
Believe this.
Don't,
New Zealand.
Don't
woman.
You remember? Don't you remember Mary Tyler Moore? A little song, a little dance, a little cactus down your pants?
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
I have that right?
It was
I think
seltzer.
I do.
Ask my friend Tanya Tare about this.
She's seltzer, cactus. What's the difference? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, questions about the NBA's All-Star plans, beef between Jared Dudley and Paul George, and a toss-up between Rob Gronkowski and Travis Kelce. But we begin today with Brett Favre once again talking. This time it was to Yahoo. And Favre said Deshaun Watson should honor his contract with Houston. Favre said, and I quote, "You get paid a ton of money to do a certain job and just do it and let the chips fall where they may. I think we make too much money to voice an opinion. But I'm not saying he's wrong. Again, it's a different day and time," unquote. I mean, you figure that one out. Watson's agent replied, quote, "Brett should probably stop throwing stones from that glass house he's sitting in," unquote.
Yeah.
Wilbon, whose side are you on?
We should have had a sound effect of glass breaking. Brett Favre, who his last 8 to 10 years in the NFL did nothing but wake up and cause drama. That's all Brett Favre did. Brett Favre requested trades in his life. Then he went and he retired and he come back and he unretired and he won his job back. Are you kidding me? But I'm not angry at this, Tony, because Brett Favre, in my experience, and I think yours too, he's one of those guys that you put a suggestion out there or a hint out there, he'll go either way. If somebody has said, Brett, don't you think that Deshaun Watson's getting hosed by the Houston organization? He would say, yeah, that's right. They ought to shut up and trade him. I mean, Brett Favre will say anything, and so I'm loud right now, but I'm not going to get worked up over Brett Favre and the inconsistencies of his perspective.
Yeah. So Brett Favre at the moment is a giant burr in the saddle of the United States of America. He talks about every single thing every single day.
Good.
He talks about, you know what it is? That copper sleeve that he sells, maybe he should put it over his mouth because he's talking about Aaron Rodgers and he's talking about Deshaun Watson. And I believe he just recently said that Jacksonville should not draft Trevor Lawrence and they should take Devontae Smith. It's like Brett Favre right now, he's anchored to Radio Row. And as you say, will say anything about anybody. And yeah, he retired and unretired twice to go to two different teams. I got this one note that I wanted to tell you about. When he says it's a different day and time, and the implication, Mike, is that players now aren't respectful, they're not compliant, they're not good citizens. But let's go back for a while. It's 40 years ago when John Elway said, I'm not playing for Baltimore.
That's right.
It's 20 years ago when Eli Manning said, I'm not playing for the Giants. So it's always, you know what?
Chargers.
Deshaun Watson
Chargers.
Has the same rights that Brett Favre did.
Listen, the reason why I'm not getting worked up, Brett Favre just wakes up and says, what am I going to say? Yeah, I don't know if he's doing a podcast or a radio show. You know what it's like? Remember, who wrote the column that said, scatter shooting while pouring wall of, who wrote that? Pouring
well,
syrup
Jimmy
on my
Cannon
pancakes.
And Blackie Sherrod.
Okay.
Blackie
That's
Sherrod
what this
and
is.
Jimmy Cannon.
Brett
yeah.
Favre is just, this is the new form of scatter shooting while
yeah.
promoting Icy Hot. That's the Shaq's thing is Icy Hot. What is the Favre, what's he promote? You just
copper
said it earlier.
Copper sleeves and anything else,
yeah.
you know.
Please.
Yeah, copper sleeves for your feet
Stop.
And for your mouth, I think.
Stop.
That's what I'm saying.
Lakers reserve, Jared Dudley, who I like, has a problem with Clippers star Paul George. Last season, George told NBA TV he thought he and Kawhi Leonard were the best duo in the NBA. now in a book entitled Inside the NBA Bubble, A Championship Season Under Quarantine, Dudley responds, quote, "We think it's disrespectful for Paul George, who hasn't won, to put himself on the level of LeBron James and Anthony Davis," close quote. Tone, who's more out of line with their comments, George or Dudley?
So let me get to that in a second. But first, I've been told this book is 42 pages long.
It's a good length for today's generation.
42 pages long.
As long as they can pay attention.
So that is the definition of a bathroom book, because you can sit once and you can get through this book.
Maybe twice.
I really also enjoyed Ty Lue's comment about the book. When asked about it, Ty Lue said, I want to quote him accurately, "A book? Jared Dudley? What a tremendous put down it is."
That's cool.
Now, whose side am I on or who's saying bad things? Neither one. It's totally fine that they both said this. It's totally fine that Paul George, in an attempt to pump up himself and his team, said what he said. Mike, it became bulletin board material,
for the Lakers,
and he had to eat it.
For one team,
he had
for
to
the Lakers.
Eat it. Yeah. Okay, right. So it's also fine that Jared Dudley, you know, he internalized everything that he said, that the other guy said, Paul George. And then when Paul George lost, he was able to say, he's a choking dog. And the only thing I would say about that is we find out that it wasn't Paul George's fault that they lost, because he blamed your boy Doc Rivers. That is unfair, that thing.
Paul George is a much, 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 much better player than Jared Dudley. Jared Dudley would be a much funnier and engaging dinner companion than Paul George. Jared Dudley's a funny, chatty guy, and there's no surprise that he would take these comments and say, what are you saying, dude? You haven't won anything. And people who want to say, well, why would Dudley attack him? Dudley hadn't won anything. Dudley wasn't pumping himself up, as you refer to. So I'm not offended either. These comments fit who those guys are. I would expect Jared Dudley to write a book. It's just Ty Lue. What a shot Ty Lue took. And it's a funny one at Jared Dudley. But Tony, Jared Dudley's right. I mean, they weren't the best duo because they got in the playoffs and they didn't live up to it. And it was largely Paul George who didn't live up to it, if we want to be honest about it.
So let's go to two things right away. One, Jared Dudley says, hey, Paul George, you haven't won anything.
Right.
Well, Anthony Davis hadn't won anything. Anthony Davis had only won a T-shirt that said, that's all, folks.
But he did
win. So I don't
want
to hear that part.
He did win. He won.
But before the fact, he hadn't won a thing. And Jared Dudley, apparently on his resume, lists himself as a future coach and future GM, which is like me listing myself as a future astronaut. I mean,
no,
what does that mean?
Not.
That does that mean?
Jared,
let's move on.
You know what Jared Dudley is? He's a future and a damn good one TV talk show host.
Mike, you got everybody in the booth.
No, I don't.
You got everybody in the booth.
And I said talk show. I didn't say the booth. Thanks for listening.
Maybe De'Aaron Fox will be in the booth with him. De'Aaron Fox, who is playing well enough for Sacramento to merit All-Star consideration, has come out with this opinion about the proposed NBA All-Star game in Atlanta. And I quote, "I'm going to be brutally honest. I think it's stupid. If we have to wear masks and do all this for a regular game, what's the point of bringing the All-Star game back?" Unquote. Wilbon, is the NBA making a mistake by pressing forward with an All-Star game?
No, you're not making a mistake when you're pressing forward and you're thinking about doing something. They're investigating whether they think this will be safe, first and foremost. I hear De'Aaron Fox's point. If you're separating guys at the end of regular season games, then what's at stake if you get them all together? Couple of things, Tony, that I've been told. One, players have expressed they want it. Maybe De'Aaron Fox, but a lot of players, critical players, key players, veteran players. And if no All-Star game is played, where would they go during this period but have 7 days to be wherever? If you're together at the All-Star game, it's like a mini bubble. These guys all take private flights. They'd be tested where they are and together where they are. That seems less risky than just turning them out loose for 7 days to not be supervised and not be tested by the league. So those are two of the things I would mention.
Yeah, I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to say I believe it's insane. It's far too risky. If you take the 30 best players in the NBA and you bring them together wherever you bring them together, and God forbid one of them happens to contract the virus, then you're sending all these great players to separate teams with the potential of having the virus. Just the other day, Kansas City brought in a barber, to cut the team's hair before the Super Bowl. He tested positive. He could have infected the entire team. to me, with all these variants out there, I know what you're saying, that it's sort of like a bubble, but an All-Star game is also spreading the gospel. These guys, it's not just a game. They're going to be asked to go around and say hello or whatever they do.
No, not this time. Not this time.
Uh-oh. I think it's really risky. Mike, baseball didn't have one. Football didn't have one. The NHL just canceled. If you want to do something and there's a charitable impulse, which I'm told, write a check and promise a game when it's safe.
Tony,
when it's safe.
Here's the other thing. Basketball's in the business of running the business, the NBA. 70% increase in fan participation for voting right now. So the players, the fans, and yes, just for the welfare of your check and mine, the broadcast partners want this particular thing. And they're in the business of running a business. They got these other games. Tony, they're going to play games anyway. So people are going to watch if they have Sacramento and De'Aaron Fox against Orlando. So whether they're, I know, getting them all together, that's something they have
it's
to
different.
Make
different.
As safe as possible with protocols. But you know what? Play the game.
Once again, Mike, a barber almost infected the entire Chiefs team.
Don't have
team.
That barber.
Let's take a break.
Test your barber.
Everybody wants a barber, Mike, except you and me. Everybody else wants one. Coming up, Rob Gronkowski holds more records, but will Travis Kelce go down as the greater tight end?
Can we tell the John Thompson barber line? We probably can't. Probably can't use that line. Nikola Jokic and LeBron play each other tonight. Who's more likely to win MVP? But that's a funny story. People would love that story, would they not?
Yeah, but there's too many words that are not just message in the head. There's too many words you can't use.
Great story. If you only knew.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to get my second W of the week, and toss-up was first.
Toss-up, who will go down as the greater tight end, Rob Gronkowski or Travis Kelce?
Is this a trick question? Because it's Rob Gronkowski. I mean, he's already won 3 Super Bowls, and Kelce has won 1 Super Bowl. Gronkowski has 98 touchdowns, Mike, 97 from Brady. That's the second greatest passer-to-receiver combo in the history of the NFL. Kelce has 57 touchdowns. He's 41 behind Gronkowski. He's got 37 from Mahomes. Gronkowski averages 15 yards per catch. Kelce averages 13 yards per catch. And Gronkowski's a superior blocker. So I guess what people are saying is, oh, well, Kelce will catch him. Gronkowski will retire again, and Kelce will catch him because Kelce's young. Mike, they're both 31 years old. They're both 31. Kelce's great. He's better now than Gronkowski, but in terms of all time, it's Gronkowski.
Kelce's not done. Gronkowski's done. I don't care if he has 7 catches this year. He's done. And he goes right into the Hall of Fame, right? It shouldn't even take 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I was in that room for 10 years. You can say, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Gronkowski, check, next guy. All right, we're not arguing about that. But Kelce could play 5 more incredibly productive seasons. Then what are you talking about? Suppose Kelce winds up with 4 Super Bowls. Suppose he winds up, other than the average yards per catch, he could top all those numbers, Tony. He could have 400 more catches in his career. So we don't know. It's incomplete.
Yeah.
It's Gronkowski now. But the question was, who's going
point.
to It could easily be Kelce, easily.
But that's unknown. The unknown factor is what Kelsey's going to do. It's Gronkowski now. Thank you. Next.
Toss-up, they play tonight. More likely to win MVP, Nikola Jokic or LeBron James?
Let's understand something. LeBron James is not going to win the MVP. Oh. He's never going to win another MVP. Oh. No, because he should have won last year when everybody knows he was the best player and should have won, and they gave it to Antetokounmpo. The last time that LeBron James won this thing was 2013. So he's done, because it's like with Michael Jordan. They go, well, we got to give it to somebody else, even though since 2013, pretty much every single year, he's been the best and most important player in the NBA. So if you're going to give it to Jokic, this is a good year. Because Jokic's numbers are very good. He's averaging 2 more points, 4 more rebounds, and 1 more assist than LeBron.
He and Embiid.
He's shooting a higher percentage in the field. LeBron only leads him in 2 categories. 1, better 3-point percentage, and 2, being a better player and more valuable.
3, having more wins. LeBron's going to win the MVP. I told you this before the season. People have gotten past the LeBron fatigue.
Time out.
LeBron is going to be the MVP.
You said Embiid.
No,
I didn't. A week ago, you said
LeBron,
Embiid.
No, LeBron is going to be the MVP this year. Embiid's having an MVP year just like Jokic is, Tony. But people are past the LeBron fatigue point. You mentioned the number of years between his last one. And he's going to win the MVP. If he continues, first of all, it seems to me, and I'm not asking this. I don't know this from him. It seems to me that LeBron wants to play in every game, even though he came off playing at Thanksgiving, you know, in the finals.
Right.
It seemed like exaggerating by a little bit. LeBron's the best player. LeBron's having the most impactful season. LeBron's team has the best record
for
most of the season so far, except the last few days. And if they maintained that, Jokic could only overtake him by finishing one. First seed in the West, I'll change my vote and vote for Jokic. I think right now, as we project, I think it's LeBron.
LeBron should have 10 of these things at least. If you're scoring from home, that's 2 L's for Wilbon. Did you listen to that? In toss-up in 1 week. Let's take one last break, but still to come, Sean Payton says Drew Brees is close to announcing his decision about his future.
Oh, please. Could a Premier League star make it as a kicker in the NFL? You had LeBron beating Antetokounmpo last year. You stated like a fact. You were wrong. Look it up.
Yeah.
Look it
everybody
up, boys
with
and girls.
Eyes could see that. Yeah, who won the championship?
Send your eyes to basketballreference.com and see who won the MVP.
Who won the championship? Got to the championship?
That's not the point.
Did the other guy get there?
MVP is a regular.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 38th birthday, DeJuan Wagner. This is a little story about 3 generations of the Wagner family in Camden, New Jersey. Grandpa Milt Wagner went to 3 Final Fours when he was a terrific starting guard at Louisville and was on their national title team in 1986, led by Purvis Ellison. Milt was then a reserve guard on the Lakers NBA champion in 1988. His son, the birthday boy, DeJuan, once scored 100 points in a high school game. DeJuan went to Memphis and was the number 6 overall draft pick to Cleveland, but ulcerative colitis cut short his NBA career after just 103 games. DeJuan's son DJ a 6'3 sophomore guard at Camden High, is the number one high school prospect in the class of 2023. Should DJ play in the league, the Wagners would be the first family with three generations of NBA players.
Wow, that is extremely cool. But we already know that's happened in baseball, Tony. Of course, the Boones, three generations. And baseball's been around so long, 140 years. You would think there's got to be another grandpa, pa, son combination, right?
I feel like I've been around 140 years. A not-so-happy anniversary, Sacramento Kings. On this day 34 years ago, the Kings were outscored by the Showtime Lakers 40-4 in the first quarter, the largest margin ever in an NBA game. Think about this. You're down 36 at the end of the quarter. Sacramento did not make a single basket. They were 0-for-18 from the field. Their only points came from the foul line. It was 29-0 before the Kings scored. When Derek Smith hit a free throw to make it 29-1, the Lakers home crowd gave him a standing ovation. 4 points in a quarter is the lowest number ever. And the Kings took 23 shots before hitting one, another NBA record. The Lakers of Magic, Kareem, and Worthy would go on in the NBA title, their second in 3 years. The Kings of Nobody You Know would go on to fire their coach Phil Johnson and his top assistant Frank Hamblin a week later.
Nobody I know. My dear, longtime friend of a great many years, Eddie Johnson, the good Eddie Johnson. Eddie Johnson was on
good
that
Eddie
team.
Johnson.
Reggie Theus, Otis Thorpe, LaSalle Thompson, Harold Presley, Jerry Eves, who you loved in college. You slurped him all the time when he was a point guard at Louisville. Mark Olberding and Othell Wilson, who played with Ralph.
Yeah.
And we both slurped him when he was in Virginia.
Yeah.
What do you mean nobody knows him? We know all of them.
Nobody in what we call the United States of America,
man,
who doesn't
Eddie
cover
Johnson.
Basketball, knows
Sweet
these people.
Stroking Eddie Johnson.
Happy trails to unemployment for Felix Hernandez. The 2010 Cy Young Award winner in Seattle has signed a minor league contract for this season with the Baltimore Orioles, according to John Heyman of MLB Network. Hernandez will make $1 million. Hernandez, who will be 35 in April, has not pitched in the majors since 2019. Last season, he went to spring training with Atlanta, but he opted out before the regular season started. Hernandez, in his prime in Seattle, was a two-time ERA champ and a strikeout machine. His career record is 169 and 136 for mostly bad teams. But in recent years, he's been going the other way. Since 2017, Hernandez's ERA is 5.42 in 314 innings pitched.
Well, that suggests this is just not going to work, right? I mean, does this have some chance of being a great story by midseason? Is that what you're looking to? I hope it will be. There's just no hint that it will be.
One error, Wilbon, you suggested that the Chiefs barber hadn't been tested. He passed 5 straight days of tests but got a positive back on that morning's rapid test in the middle of his second haircut, and he was given the thumb. Let's go quickly to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Sean Payton told the Pick Six podcast he expects Drew Brees to announce his future plans, quote, in the next week or two. Your expectation?
I think I expect him to retire, but that's why we're waiting on the announcement. He may have a big surprise for us and come back. Who wouldn't love to see Drew Brees play some more? Villanova, number 3. Houston, number 5. Both upset last night. Which was more surprising?
Probably East Carolina beating Houston is my guess. Missouri beat Kentucky. Coach Cal's team is now 5-11. Your thoughts?
That's going to be a real rush to get to a spot where they could even be considered to be on the bubble of the tournament. Tottenham forward Harry Kane tells J.J. Watt he'd like to be a kicker in the NFL after he retires from soccer. You like his chances?
Well, he's a great kicker. I'd rather see Michael Kane, but Harry Kane's okay. Who's your boy Patrick Kane? The Knicks beat your Bulls last night. Defend your sorry team.
I told you the Knicks were going to beat the Bulls last night, but the Bulls going to make the playoffs. I'm on
Out
the
of
way.
Time.
I'm on the way.
Better next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
Patrick Kane. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now here's SportsCenter.
Can I say happy birthday to my nephew, Jonathan? It's his birthday today.